2 degrees. I don't know about don't you wish your girlfriend, but don't you wish you were over here with us.
Hot clear like you.
Clear blue skies, absolutely fantastic conditions. Training went well last night, even though Colin Healy did sit out the last 40 minutes. But I think we're at the stage with Cork City, with basically the team picking itself, as you know, Ken, and it's done that for the past three games. They put in three tough 90-minute stints against Hacker, away to Drogheda, and then home to St. Patrick's Athletic last Sunday night. And, you know, a few bumps and bruises have been picked up along the way, and sensibly, you know, players are up the out. They've been allowed, basically just ticking over at this stage of the season, and they're gone off to training now in the just at match time or before match time, because again, sensibly, as Alan Matthews said to us about an hour ago in the press conference, you know, it rest sometimes isn't as good as training. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, and
nothing serious with Colin Healy, Billy, is it, with regards to sitting out that training session last night, or any of the other players? It's just to be bumps and bruises right now.
No, you're at the stage of the season, you know, 25 games in, Ken, where players' ability is basically just ticking over from a training point of view, and on away trips like that, they really are treated a little bit like, I suppose, race horses or something of that ilk, because they just basically eat and sleep and get a lot of rest. And sensibly, what they've done this evening is Tampere United, we're in Tampere here, of course, 35 kilometres from Hacker's ground, but they're playing in a Champions League game tonight against Artmedia of Bratislava from Slovakia, who knocked out, if you remember, Celtic a few years ago. So they push forward the press conference, push forward the training session, bring back here, they book some tickets for the game, and we're all going to see this Champions League game tonight. Literally, the pitch is 100 yards across the road from the hotel we're staying in. I was in the stadium myself this morning, and absolutely fantastic condition, capacity of 17,000. They're expecting it a crowd of about 10,000 tonight, so we're looking forward to killing two birds at one stone, you know, seeing a Champions League game, and of course the big UEFA Cup game tomorrow night.
Billy, have you actually seen the ground where Cork City's game against FC Hacker will be played? I mean, they're talking about a sellout at 3,000 people expected there for that game tomorrow night. Have you seen the ground, the facilities, what it's like, and what Cork City can expect in the ground itself?
Well, they've only gone off, you see, they trained locally last night, and they've only gone off this afternoon just to have a brief, just a kind of a workout in Hacker's ground. So we haven't seen it yet. We're told it's pretty small. Speaking to the media man, Hugh Mann, this afternoon, he's, you know, dedicating us all places tomorrow evening and assuring me that we'll have a phone line in the stand for tomorrow night's game to begin the coverage live, as it happens, of course. But it won't be of the calibre of the Tampere United ground here. This is a city of 250,000-300,000 people, something similar to Cork. They're basically going tomorrow to play the game against Tacca in a town, something the equivalent of maybe Middleton, Mallow or Carrigaline. So, you know, that's what you're dealing with. I don't expect that the pitch will be as good there as I saw at Tampere United's ground this morning. But we're looking forward to a cracking game, there's no doubt about that. And interestingly here, an interesting one for Cork City sponsors, Ken, is that the two pubs around the corner from the hotel where we're staying actually sell Beamish Stout, which is a very interesting note here. You can't get a Murphy's or a Guinness, but you can get Beamish. Now, whether it's specially laid on for this week or not, I would doubt it very much, because there are a big Beamish genuine Irish Stout signs up on the wall.
All right, listen, Billy, if you look at the papers here back home today, one gets the impression that even though Alan Matthews may be confident ahead of that game tomorrow night against Tacca, in other ways he's pretty annoyed at the moment with the people back home talking about the FAI and the help that he's been getting from the league with regards to the build-up to this game. I mean, as soon as Cork City get back, just after they leave straight away on Thursday night after the game, as soon as they get back, it's that trip to Sligo that they've got to look forward to, and not much time to prepare for that game. So he's pretty annoyed on that side of things. Has he been talking to you about that sort of thing outside there in Finland?
Well, it's a problem. It's an ongoing problem. I mean, since we changed to summer soccer, Ken, we are now in mid-season in our soccer, and we're getting the results in Europe, I think, to prove that. You draw had it going through last week, only losing to the great Dynamo Kiev to an 8-goal 2-1 last night. St. Pat's take a 1-0 lead against their Latvian opponents tomorrow. They'll surely go through at home in the UEFA Cup. And City, who are capable of getting goals in Europe and who have good victories over Valour in Iceland last year, and Melbourne all those years ago when Liam Kearney got the winner for their first away victory, and of course they've beaten Akranes as well in Lithuania. So, you know, they proved last week, coming from 2 goals down, which was a disastrous start, there's no doubt about that for them, to be 2 goals down in 52 minutes, then get level, and then to hit the post twice and the crossbar once in the remaining, in the last 8 minutes of the game, shows you that I think Hacker are beatable, and there's great confidence in the squad tonight that Cork City will score tomorrow night. There's no doubt that they're confident that they have Dave Mooney on board, but not alone him. I think Dan Murray from set pieces, and you know, they're looking for people like Joey Gamble and Colin Healy to chip in with a goal from midfield. So they're quite confident in that. But you're right regarding the league. I mean, you know, having to go to back recovery on Friday, then get on a bus on Saturday and drive all the way to Sligo for a tough league game away on Sunday again, you know, it makes you wonder. But I know there are clubs, Ken, clubs that will be cribbing about these. It's the old story, the more success you you play, and I know there'll be clubs further down the league who would give them no sympathy whatsoever, because they see the move to summer soccer as being detrimental to them. The Sligo Rovers of this world, etc., who would go, prefer to go back to in winter soccer, because they're losing their crowd, they're competing with their local GAA, and I was going to say weather, but that would be absolutely out of order for me to say that they're competing with the Irish weather, because we need, if it was weather like this over here, then you'd have a problem with people going off and...
Oh, looks like we've lost Billy Barry there, unfortunately. Yeah, we have indeed. We've lost Billy and lost that line to Finland. But I think we got the gist of it. Everything seems to be okay with regards to how training is going at the moment, and camp itself quite confident ahead of that game tomorrow night. We wish them well. FC Hacker taking on Cork City. We wish Cork City the very best of luck in that game tomorrow night. No major injury worries ahead of it, thank God. And the team are on the way as we speak to the actual ground where the game will be played tomorrow night, just to check it out and get a feel for the grass there, and have a bit of a kick around, no doubt, in the training session ahead of the game tomorrow night. Billy Barry is in Finland for us with Cork City, and most importantly, tomorrow night during that game, we'll have regular updates on how it's going for us, and again, we wish City well in that.